Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network. Congress and the Trump administration all looked green and wrinkled just before Christmas, just like the Grinch. The question now is, can they pull anything of value out of the piles of coal they gave 800,000 federal employees for Christmas? Here with an assessment, Bloomberg Government Editorial Director Lauren Duggan. And as I asked our reporter earlier this week, Nicola Grisco, is there a hole in the ice that they can reach down and pull a fish out of this frozen fiasco they're in?
Well, it's hard to see from this vantage point because they left town on Saturday. Many members left on Friday after it was clear there was no easy way out of this. And while talks will have gone on over the Christmas weekend, no action is going to happen until at least Thursday at this point, when members have been told that's the earliest there can be any votes on something. And there would only be votes on something if everyone agreed to it, the Republican and Democratic leadership in both chambers, plus President Trump endorsing some sort of deal to get them out of this federal shutdown and reopen the agencies that have been shuttered since 12:01 on Saturday. So from this vantage point, it's hard to see exactly what's going to get them out of it if everyone's dug into their position, especially in regards to the wall or the barrier or the steel slats or whatever we might be talking about as we get closer to a deal. But, you know, one of the things that's unusual about this shutdown is often with shutdowns, we see a lot of activity on Capitol Hill, a lot of talks, people shuttling around from office to office. We saw a little of that on Friday and Saturday, but then everyone left town. So, you know, if people are talking behind the scenes or there is some discussion, maybe there's a way out, but it's hard to see from the public vantage point.
Now, the Senate did pass by unanimous consent a bill to pay federal employees who end up working or furloughed without, either way, they're not paid, 800,000 or so, roughly. That bill is circulating in the House. Is that likely to pass, even though the House is a little bit more, I don't know, hawkish or a little more conservative than the Senate? That is until next year.
Well, what's interesting about that is most of the federal shutdowns are followed by a piece of legislation that does compensate employees for the time they worked or the time they were furloughed. This bill was passed right before the shutdown happened in the Senate on Friday and is sitting over in the House awaiting action. Now, whether it's that bill that gets acted on or the eventual piece of legislation to reopen the shuttered agencies, if that has language in it, that's pretty traditional that workers are taken care of after the fact, but it's not clear what the vehicle for that will be at this point.
And should this then go into next year, and it looks at this point like every possibility that it could, then you've got a different House coming in, a House controlled by Democrats. How could that change the calculus?
That's true, and you've already heard some people concede that that's a possibility. Mick Mulvaney on the administration's part on the Sunday talk shows, and then Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, this could easily wait until we have the majority and we could pass our own legislation. We have kind of the quote-unquote easy way out would be for the House to pass a bill that looks exactly like the one the Senate passed on Wednesday night by voice vote that would have kept the government open until February 8th. Steny Hoyer already drafted a bill like that, said he has it ready to go in this Congress. They could easily pick that up on January 3rd when they're due to come back in and convene the Congress. Now, they have to do some housekeeping stuff before they could get to that, but you can rest assured that reopening the government would be high on the list of items for a Democratic majority. It's also worth noting that the Senate will be a little different next year, 53 Republicans to 47 Democrats, as opposed to the 51-49 now. It doesn't change the math radically, but you know, it gives Republicans a few more members to work with here, but any deal that's going to reopen the government would have to get 60 votes in the Senate unless there was a rules change, which is quite unlikely at this point from what we can tell. So the dynamics are a little different with the Democratic House. With just Democratic votes, they could pass a bill to reopen the government and send that to the Senate, and we'd have to see how those dynamics play out.
Now, if the sticking point is in fact the border and the border wall possibility, is there any discussions or is there any something you've heard of that could say, well, all right, we're not going to give you $5 billion. You won't accept $1 billion or $1.3 billion. That number keeps changing. Could they do $2.5 billion or $3 billion and say, well, the wall could be virtual, or I think Newt Gingrich was writing the other morning, how about wall plus Dreamer legislation, some kind of a compromise?
Right. I think there's somewhere between where we are today and the $5 billion that the president wants, that could give everyone an out here. And that could be how you define the border security money that you're going to spend. Is it just for physical structures? Is it for virtual structures? Is it for screening technology that looks at trucks going through to test them for, you know, illicit equipment or drugs or something like that, which Dick Durbin was on one of the Sunday shows talking about as well. So I think the definition of what this quote-unquote border security funding is for is going to be part of it, and then the amount would be key. There are some Democrats who were elected in November who have said they want $0 for border security walls, but we'll have to see what that definition is, and I think that's going to be a key part. The semantics here are actually important, and you will have seen with the president through tweets and elsewhere kind of a softening from this has to be a concrete wall to it can be steel slats or some other solution that looks like a wall, maybe serves as a wall, but isn't actually a wall. So that's going to be a big part of this discussion over the next several days and possibly weeks.
I guess in the old days, Sam Rayburn or Russell Long or those different era legislators would have kept everyone in the chambers without food and water even over Christmas till they got it done.
It certainly is that way. You would have pulled out the cots and kept everyone there. We're in a different era, though, where people are used to communicating by their cell phones. You can reach somebody no matter where they are. And also, all this negotiating is going on in front of cameras and on Twitter and everywhere else as opposed to behind closed doors. So a different era, but, you know, in the end, you still have to make a deal. You still have to get something everyone can agree to. So maybe they'll be reading up on Sam Rayburn with their time over the holidays. We'll have to see.
And when the 4th of January does come around, other than this, what will be the opening salvo of the new Democratic House?
Well, one of the big bills is about campaign finance and ethics and voting rights, and that's all being rolled into a bill that they're going to make their H.R. 1, the House Democrats. So that's one of the first orders of business. In the Senate, the nominations are going to remain a big focus, and we have several now acting positions that need to be filled. Some have nominations already. We have an attorney general nominee. There's the interior secretary that needs to be filled. There's going to need to be a new defense secretary with Jim Mattis's departure. So that's going to take up a lot of the Senate's time. And possibly appropriations is going to be a big issue for several weeks, because even if they do a CR to reopen the government, we still have to figure out how to fund it through September 30th. A lot on the agenda, to be sure.
And then 2020 budgeting is not far behind that.
That's right. We'll be getting a presidential budget request. Who knows if that'll be delayed by both the shutdown and just the lack of resolution here. But that'll come, and then a new defense authorization cycle. So a lot to look forward to next year with the new dynamic of a Democratic House and the Republican Senate.
Lauren Duggan is editorial director of Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One. Still to come on Federal News Radio, it may be almost 2019, but at least one federal agency still relies on a lot of paper processing. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.